Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Hanover, Germany at Domatex at the world's largest flooring show, and also, Deutsche Messe, the largest fair in the world. And I'm with Domatex spokesperson Onura Obukagu. Onura, how you doing?
Fine. Thanks a lot.
Good morning. Is that what they say?
Exactly. Good morning.
I come every year. It's good to catch up with you. Domatex, second day of the show that I've been here so far. I know this is the year where they have the Bau show, which is a builder show, and it's every other year. And I think that changes the attendance just a little bit. But overall, are you pleased with the way the show's shaping up?
Well, we're actually very pleased the way the show is shaken up. We're, if you look at the exhibitor numbers, we're on almost the same level as last year. We'll be around 1,350 exhibitors from over 60 countries, so a highly international show. The way things are turning out on the visitor side, we're very pleased as well. I've been speaking to many exhibitors the last 2 days, and what I've been hearing is that it's quite positive. On one side, concerning the internationality of the visitors, with 60% coming from abroad, Germany, and on the other side, that they're really professional visitors that know what they're talking about and that they're actually coming to Hanover to place orders or to get business ready.
As I mentioned earlier, Deutsche Messe is the largest fairgrounds for holding an event like this in the world. And so how many buildings does Domatex take of this fairground?
Well, Domatex actually takes 12 halls. That's a square meter size of around 58,000 square meters. I don't have the translation in like football fields, but in Germany we of course like to play soccer, and if you think of soccer fields, which I think are quite the dimension of a football field, it's like 15 to 16 soccer fields with flooring only. So it's really a great show, and the whole world of flooring is staged here in Germany.
Every category is represented here with the exception of ceramic, and I think it's because that is sold through different channels of distribution, and there's also another European show that's big at that in Italy. All right, so when we talk about the theme for this year, and you guys do a great job of changing the theme every year to keep the show fresh. Last year you had a wood or parquet flooring focus. This year you have a deluxe or luxury flooring focus. Talk a little bit about that decision.
Exactly. As you said, last year was the wood flooring summit that we had, and this year we wanted to catch up on a major trend that we witness in Germany and in Europe as well. And the thing is that what we are noticing is that the customer has a total new view on the topic of flooring, because they're starting to recognize that it doesn't only have to be like laminate in wood covering, it doesn't have to be like a dark carpet, but there's a whole variety of colors, a whole variety of structures that you can work with, a whole variety of material, which actually makes flooring to as we have to say, as the biggest flooring show, the most important factor of interior design in a room. And that's what we wanted to highlight with the main theme, Flooring Deluxe, where we are actually staging premium carpet, premium parquet, and premium laminate here in Hall 6 and Hall 9.
Now, you know, we've seen a little bit of shifting in surface type and popularity, especially in the U.S., and I think that trend is also happening in Europe, you know, where carpet is relatively flat and we're starting to see some uptick in the resilient area. Are you seeing a shift in the amount of exhibitors you have from one surface type to another?
To be honest, not quite yet. We were very, very stable concerning the structure of our exhibitors. We have a big section of exhibitors coming from the area rugs section. We have a big section of exhibitors coming from the carpet section, and are also very well staged when it comes to laminate and parquet flooring. What we are actually noticing is that resilient flooring, that there's more and more interest from companies of that side to stage at Domatex, and we are in talks with the major organizations for these branches, and I think we will be having quite a few surprises for Domatex 2014 in that section.
Okay, so you're not ready to announce what the focus is going to be for next year?
We will be staging the Wood Flooring Summit, and we might be doing something for the resilient flooring. Let's see about that.
All right, sounds good. Let's talk just briefly. Some people might be interested. Generally, when I come to Hanover this time of the year, it's cold. It's you know, in the upper 20s, lower 30s. We had one beautiful day yesterday, and it's snowing outside today. So, and that's typical, right?
That's very typical. I'm very sorry about that, but that's the beginning of the year here in Germany. So if you do visit Domotex, you have to take your scarf, your hat, and everything to keep warm and cozy. Yeah.
Fortunately, the train system here makes it where you're not outside very much, so it's very convenient to travel here. Let's talk briefly about the economy. The U.S. economy is starting to pick up just a little bit. What are we seeing over here in Europe?
In Europe, it's in Germany where we're luckily very, very stable. We will be growing a slight bit in next year. Of course, as you know, we in Europe, we'll be having problems in the southern countries, Greece, of course, Spain. Have to be seeing what's happening in Portugal. Happily, we are not noticing any reaction of this here at Domotex yet. So we're really happy about that. The companies are doing their businesses and are quite optimistic, carefully optimistic for next year. So that's the current situation here in Europe.
You know, one of the reasons that I come to this show is because it's an opportunity to see what the world trends are in flooring, and there's really no other place like it. This show, I think, started in Frankfurt and then moved to Hanover, and it's been here for quite some time, hasn't it?
Really, it's been here for over 20 years now, for over 20 years. 1998 was the very first Domotex, which was solely focusing on area rugs from the Oriental handmade area section. And then throughout the years, at the beginning of the 90s, mid of the 90s, more and more product segments were added. We first had the machine-made rugs, then the carpets, then laminate parquet. And since that, Domotex has been growing as the stage that it is occupying now.
Onur, when we talk about the U.S. exhibitors, is that a flat number as far as number of exhibitors, or is that increasing?
No, actually not. We have had a great response from the U.S. this year. We're with around 40 exhibitors from the U.S., and the square meters booked has risen from 1,300 to 2,000 square meters, which really shows us that the U.S. companies are not solely focusing on the U.S. market, but really want to get even more and more international, and Domotex actually is the best spot for this, yeah.
And one other comment about the attendance here. You do a great job with, while it is primarily a what you call domestic show, which means residentially focused, you do have Contract World here, and you bring a lot of architects also, don't you?
Exactly. Architects, of course, have been becoming more and more important for the big object-orientated companies. So each year we stage the Contract World Congress, where we have really top star keynote architects speaking on specific topics. We've had Liebeskind here, so architects of that caliber, and that leads to our attendance of architects of around 2,500 to 3,000 architects attending the show and, of course, visiting the stands of the exhibitors, which we are very happy about.
Okay, Onur, it's great to talk to you. Again, we've been talking to Onur Obukagu, who's the spokesperson for Domotex, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.